The East African community is facing a financial crisis that has paralyzed the activities of the organs and institutions. During the 17th meeting of the Bureau of the East African Community Speakers of Parliament that took place in Nairobi on Wednesday, the Speaker of the East African Legislative Assembly, Joseph Nakiru Timana, said that regional assembly meetings have been called off. VOA exclusively obtained access to a document dated May 17, 2024, that details the EAC's financial problems. It showed that Democratic Republic of Congo remains the biggest defaulter, owing community $14.7 million. The DRC is yet to pay a single penny since joining the community 2 years ago, despite the obligation of partner states to pay their annual contribution before December of each financial year. George Odong is a regional lawmaker from Uganda.
We are really in a very dire situation as the East African community. We are also concerned that the community has a treaty, and that treaty provides for sanctions for non-compliance. Financing of the community is a treaty matter, and therefore those partner states that have been non-compliant are supposed to be subjected to sanctions. Unfortunately, we have not had any set precedent on sanctions, and this has, in my view, promoted a culture of non-compliance.
Article 146 of the Treaty Establishing the East African Community indicates that the summit may suspend a member state from taking part in the activities of the community if it fails to observe and fulfill the fundamental principles and objectives of the treaty. That includes the failure to meet the financial commitments to the EAC within a period of 18 months. Kennedy Kalonzo is an East African Legislative Assembly member from Kenya.
There is a need for the partner states to agree on the percentage of their GDP, and then this will solve all these funding issues, because currently over 50% of the EAC budget is donor reliant.
The East African Community partner states pay an equal amount of funds to the community, which represents almost 50% of the EAC budget. Every financial year, partner states contribute $7.3 million each to fund the EAC activities. The outstanding arrears from the partner states stands at $39.8 million. With the current financial crisis, the activities of the East African Court of Justice and the Regional Assembly will remain on hold indefinitely. Moses Avyarimana for Voice of America.